Yes, indeed. There is a light right here on WWNN, 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, 103.9 and 96.9. And we are answering your questions all across the nation. But since this is our 551 show, and we are starting the month of September, I thought, wow, this 2020's been a shakeup. What's going to happen next? I had a conversation with Spirit. Spirit's like, Sarah, we can show you the drill. I'm like, well, I got the drill. But now I really need to know, what do the stars have to do with it all? So I got on the phone with my friend Stacy Holler. I was like, Stacy, do the stars predict this? What else is coming? And how much more can we take? Because it's been an interesting 2020. And she said, girl, there's some crazy stuff going down. And you really want to be aware so you can make the right choices. So I thought, I could explain it all to you, but it's not my area of expertise. So I thought, why not? Tune in and get a hold of Stacy and say, Stacy, come on the show. Let's have a little astrological chat. Astrology. Yeah, let's see what's going on. So we're going to tune in to Stacy and see what Stacy Holler has to say coming up for September. Stacy, how are you? And welcome to Spiritually Speaking with Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. I am so happy to be with you.
Good to have you here. So, Stacy, it's been a shakeup of a year, this 2020 for sure. So what does astrology have to do with what's going on in the world, and how does it influence our life? Like, how does astrology impact us? Not all of our listeners know about the meaning of astrology in the physical world here on the planet.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to explain it, because we're all feeling a lot of stuff going on, and we're all feeling all these energies, and it's helpful to understand why that's all happening. So I'm happy to share with you a little more information about astrology, because it's really a tool to help us navigate through these times. Your chart is the blueprint of your life and a roadmap. I know earlier in the first hour, transformation kept coming up in a lot of your calls. And you were talking about a time of transformation. And we want to talk about a blueprint, which is the roadmap. It's always helpful to have a roadmap in life. It shows you where you're going. It shows you the roadblocks ahead. It shows you the conditions you will meet. And we all know what it's like if we start on a journey without a map. It could kind of take us off our path for a while unless we know where we're going. And that's the beauty of what a birth chart can do.
And what is a birth chart exactly? Because maybe not everyone knows what that is.
It is the moment that you are born on this planet. For the very spot you're on, it's a picture of the sky, of all the planets, of all the stars, where everything is positioned the moment you are born from that exact spot on the planet. And that creates your roadmap, where the energies are in your life. It teaches you what we've brought in, our tendencies, why some things come easier to us, why some things are more difficult to us. And it presents the challenges that we're looking to meet. So it really is a roadmap. It really is a guide to tell you specifically from that very, very instant where you were born at that moment.
And I remember, and I was sharing it with our listeners in the opening hour, I remember when you and I were sitting looking at my birth chart. And you were like, girl, this wasn't some half-baked idea you came up with. This is your destiny. So we can determine what our ideal path may be or what we were really born to do by what our birth chart will tell us?
It lays out that road that you want to take for your happiness and fulfillment in this life. It shines the light on the reason that you are here and what you want to accomplish. And sometimes when we're not on that path, we can't figure out why things aren't working right for us. Why do I keep trying doing this? And your gut is telling you, maybe this isn't right. But it's not just your gut, it's your intuition into your roadmap of saying, take a look at what you're doing. There's a fork in the road ahead. Which one is going to take you to feel that fulfillment, to accomplish what you have already set to do? And if you're going to go through all the trials and tribulations of evolving, you want it to be on the path to hit your destination.
Absolutely. And haven't you found that when people are on their path of life, they repeat a lot of patterns, and then they wonder why nothing changes. So if we take a look at the birth chart, it could give us an idea of when the next opening for a shift or change may present itself and how it might be advisable to jump on that new path as opposed to repeating what we've done before?
Absolutely. And the time may not be ready for us to make the change until we've learned some of those lessons and gone down those paths. And yes, the roadmap will also say, you better take a road stop here. Stay overnight for a month. Don't move yet.
Right.
The road ahead is still being built and you still have to do some more work before you could continue. Or when the energies are right, according to the energies in the world and your own personal chart, then the green light goes on. You're going to want to know, all right, everything is working in my favor. God is saying, put the foot on the gas. Now is the time to move.
Well, that's good to know, because I know a lot of people have found this year of 2020 just kind of like this frozen in time moment where things have just been a challenge for them. So it made me think to myself, what does September hold for us? Because we're coming to the close, the last 4 months of 2020. So share with our listeners what September and perhaps a little peek beyond September, and tell us where some of the roadblocks may appear, what some of the pitfalls may be, and what we can do to make our path a little more enjoyable and notice what we need to notice.
Yes, we've all been on quite the rocky year. I don't think people listening need to have an astrologer to know that six planets have been in retrograde and all the energy has been turning inward. So yes, it's been a very rocky year. But the good news is, as you've been talking about, we had a full moon in Pisces early this morning. The wonderful thing about the moon in Pisces is it's kicking off all the transformation you've been talking about. It's allowing us all the energy coming from the full moon is allowing us more access to our intuitive and our psychic forces. Listen to your gut. That's going to help guide you. Use the energy of the full moon in Pisces. And it's a time for the social work. And I know, Sarah, as you've been talking to everyone about cleansing and releasing, that's part of the transformation. You can't move forward until you go through that cleansing. So this moon is allowing us to engage in our own truths and taking stock and seeing who we really are and paying attention to our spiritual needs. And it's helping us by shining that full moon energy on us to be able to go down that path.
And where is that path going to take us, Stacey? Because it's been interesting.
We're still not on a totally paved road for all of us. So we'll go through some of the things happening this month. So we're all aware of the energies in the world and we'll know how to navigate. So we talked about the six planets in retrograde. So there's some changes coming for us this month. But on the positive side, that's going to help us make the transformation is we were talking about the full moon in Pisces. But the good news also is on the 17th, the new moon is in Virgo, creating a grand earth trine with Mercury in Virgo and Pluto in Capricorn. And that's going to help us all start grounding our ideas, start turning into our plans, seeking inside of ourselves and giving us the energies to make it happen on Earth, to sort of ground it. So use those energies, especially all of us Capricorns, Virgos, and Pisces. You're going to feel that pretty deep on that grand Earth trine. So that's going to help us start to ground our ideas and our plans. And then coming soon after that, we have Mars going retrograde in Aries. I know, Sarah, we've been talking a little bit about that.
I am not, I need popcorn for this, because this is going to be an interesting turn of events when Mars is just in that retrograde position. It kind of stirs up a lot of angst in people. What does Mars govern for us?
Well, Mars is the warrior planet. Mars is the strong energy. Mars is the warrior, and the battlefield for Mars is the world. So it's going to be a fiery time. It's going to be a very reactive time. It's going to be a testing time. Mars is in retrograde from the 9th all the way through November 13th. So just know that these energies are out there. But it's also used to force us to still be part of that reassessment in who we are, to search our inner motivations. When that energy is building up, what inside you is causing that and what do you need to take a look at? And it's going to make us all look at it. But like you said, Sam, it's going to be a testy time.
And we'll have our own inner conflicts to take a look at. Maybe the things we need to let go of that we've been battling to hold on to may kind of get knocked out of our hands, whether we like it or not.
And that's what these retrogrades really are all about. It is all that energy turning inward. It's making us take a look at ourselves so we can make that progress. I mean, we do get a little relief. Jupiter and Saturn are both going direct this month, so that means we need to start taking some action, and we need to make some realistic plans as to where we want to go. But realize we're going to feel the aspect of Mars over us, too. So just be aware. If your partner is being a little passive aggression, just say the energy is out there. Take a deep breath. Take a look at what that's triggering in you and what you need to take a look at for your own development.
And Jupiter, that is a planet of wealth, abundance, and expansion, right? So to have this in this position, this could put things in a little better perspective for some people.
Yes. And of course, all of what we're saying and what we're talking about right now is the energies that affect all of us. When it comes down to how is it affecting your individual life, what is going on in your day-to-day life, that's when you dive into your own natal chart and you take a look to say, okay, this is all going around in the world, but where is it affecting me? Is it affecting my family life? Is it talking about money? Do I need to look at changing the way I work? Is it looking at my relationship with family? So all those things, we're all feeling it, but we're all feeling it in different places. And that's the beauty of your own journey blueprint. So yes, Jupiter is going direct. That's going to help us get some action. But I just want everybody to take note about Uranus, which is still retrograde in Taurus. Now, Uranus is probably one of the most strongest energies we have, and it hangs out for a long time. And it's the only planet where, although we have free will in all areas of our life, we could change our roadmap. Here's the one area we don't have a lot of choice. This is where it's unpredicted, surprise events happen in your life out of your control. So it's events that you do not generate that happen to you that make you take a look at what's happening and forces you to make that transformation. Mm-hmm. And it's not about material things. It's all about your inner transformation. So while Uranus is still retrograde in Taurus, and Taurus does not like unexpected things, Taurus likes to stay calm and easy. But Uranus is going to continue to shake things up for us. So be aware that when these things happen out of the blue and you can't explain it, it's a reason that it's happening for you, and look in your life of where you're supposed to pay attention.
And it makes a difference where some of these planets are in your own personal chart, how it impacts you and perhaps the area of your life that it may impact. Is that also true?
Absolutely. And that's why your blueprint is your individual unique roadmap. So while we're all getting hit with these energies, your personal roadmap will highlight where it's hitting for you. And chances are that's because that's a big roadblock you need to meet and pass through successfully. And that's where the blueprint can help you figure out what that is. And usually that comes with an aha moment. To someone like, oh, that's why I can't be doing this. And that's why I feel like I'm beating my head against the wall. So let's take a look at the roadmap and say, oh, you might have something in the trunk of your car that's going to get you through that you didn't even know you had.
That's good to know, because I think 2020 has a lot of us wanting to hit our head against the wall going, when is this going to end? So it's good to know that we've got some guidance as we transform in September and kind of move into October and November with some of these planets in their positions. And so, Stacey, how can people get a hold of you if they want their own personal natal chart and understand their blueprint, how their destiny is in the stars? How can they reach you?
Certainly, they could reach me directly on your website, too. I know that they could find me in a drop down, or you could reach out to Stacey at destinyinthestars.com. I see you have it up there, Sarah.
Yes.
So you can send me all an email, look on the website, destinyinthestars.com, or go on to Sarah's website. You can reach me all those ways, and we could certainly take a look at your individual destiny and the roadmap ahead for you.
Thank you. And I also believe you do some connections for people if you want to know how you are a match for your partner, and you even do a chart for those people who are having babies as well, yes?
Well, as you know, Sarah, everybody wants to know about love. So, mm-hmm. yes, I could definitely consult with you on compatibility. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at a partner, want to get some insight as to, is this the one? Is this not the one?
Right.
Is this the karmic one? So, yes, we could definitely get insights into looking at the compatibilities. And very recently, it's become pretty popular to do infant and baby readings and taking a look at when the baby is born, what that roadblock is. So as a parent, you see the tendencies, you see some of the roadblocks ahead, and you can kind of guide your child to grow into his own soul and his own destiny and to fulfill the tendencies that they have. So it's been great for new parents to take a look and have another tool so mm-hmm. they can enrich their child's life.
Absolutely. You know, it sounds like it would make a great gift for someone who's going to a baby shower to give to the mother-to-be so that they can have a blueprint when the baby's born. Thank you so much, Stacy, for joining us here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. And those of you listening, if you want to know more about Stacy, well, you can visit her at destinyinthestars.com and shoot her an email and say, hey, I want to know what my blueprint is. Or, of course, you can always go to sarahspiritual.com, drop down into Stacy Holler and see our offering and how you too can receive your own personal blueprint. Thank you, Stacy, for taking the time to join us here on WWNN. We greatly appreciate you and much love. Thanks for all the insight. Perhaps we'll chat next month and see how Mercury retrograde is going to shake out for all of us. But for now, bye, Stacy.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.